piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. Well, we're just reflecting on whether or not cranberry is a fruit.
It's related to huckleberries and bilberries and blueberries.
Well, that solves it right there.
It's even the same genus, Vaccinium.
What's the good of cranberries?
Aside from the fact that you serve it at Thanksgiving time and in the winter.
Well, I kind of like cranberries in many forms, dried and as an additive to salads.
I like them in muffins. I like them
in
pies.
Muffins, yes.
I like to also combine them with apples.
Yes, they're very good with apples.
It's really great because you get that lovely red color. And cranberry tart with cranberries alone is really quite wonderful.
Well, it sounds certainly possible. I don't know that I ever had one.
Well, but I wanted to tell you about this cranberry muffin recipe that I got a long time ago. I was the national spokesperson for Cuisinart for many years and went around the country teaching food processor classes in department stores.
I remember the period very well.
And this happened to be at a class in Florida, and a woman came up to me at the end of my class, and she had this cranberry muffin recipe. She said she got it from the Jared Coffin House in Nantucket, and the Jared Coffin House still exists today.
Uh-huh.
She wanted to know if I could convert this recipe to be made in a food processor.
Uh-huh.
So I said I would give it a try and see what I came up with, and then I would get back to her on it. After several attempts, I did succeed, and the recipe called for Crisco.
Crisco.
Which helped make it work really well in the food processor because the fat has already been aerated during manufacture. And it's the aeration of the batters what makes them rise in the oven. But plain vegetable shortening has no taste.
Yeah.
So I compromised and used half butter and half Crisco.
Okay.
You talked to me recently about improvising with baking recipes.
Yeah,
and
that's
I told
right,
you,
yeah.
I said I would not play around with proportions of flour and fat and liquid and, and that sort of thing because that can throw everything off. But I do play around with flavors because I think that's perfectly okay to do that.
Well, you're sort of reinventing this.
The original recipe called for regular milk, and I switched to buttermilk.
Why?
Because even though cranberries are tangy, buttermilk still has a very rich flavor on its own, richer than regular milk. I added some heavy cream for extra tenderness.
Oh,
a nice little trick.
Yes.
I also added some chopped pecans for crunch.
I like that idea.
And I also added grated orange zest because cranberries and orange go together.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Well.
Yeah. I wouldn't have thought of that.
The result was, John, they were amazingly tender muffins that keep fresh for days at room temperature. If you want the recipe, go to my blog, thebakingwizard.com.
I go there every day.
Click on archives, and you will be able to scroll down, and you can find cranberry muffins from Nantucket. And there'll be pictures showing you the preparation of the muffins, and you will also be able to download the recipe, thebakingwizard.com. You bake them in a conventional muffin pan, regular size. What I find really handy, and I resisted this for a long time because I didn't want to buy yet another piece of kitchen equipment, and that was a big ice cream scoop to scoop the batter into the muffin tin.
Oh.
If you have an ice cream scoop that can measure 1/3 of a cup.
I see.
Okay. Then what you do is you dip that into the batter and then level it off and then click the scoop and the batter will fall right into your prepared muffin cup.
How cunning.
Exactly the right amount. That's really the only trick in terms of preparation. But what I do to make it, especially since I do it in the food processor, I will put the flour, baking powder, salt into the food processor, and I'll process it for 5 seconds. Then I empty the work bowl, I reinsert the metal blade, and then I add cranberries because I need them chopped. Cranberries, they have these rounded edges that kind of make them hard to chop.
Yeah.
So what I do is I pulse the machine 4 times, on, off, on, off, on, off, and leave them medium fine. And then I leave them in the work bowl until they're kneaded. And then in a medium-sized bowl, I use a handheld electric mixer to cream the butter until smooth. When I told you originally about this recipe, I said I used half butter and half Crisco. Now I use all butter. And the whipping cream helps make it really light. Anyway, I beat the butter with the sugar and vanilla until it's light and fluffy. And this is the aeration step that creates the bubbles in the fat that will help the muffins rise in the heat of the oven. Then I add an egg and an egg yolk, beat them in well. I take the grated zest of one large orange. I use a microplane grater, beat that in. And then I combine 1/2 cup of buttermilk and 1/4 cup of heavy cream. Then I just add that alternately with the dry ingredients and then dump in the cranberries that are in the work bowl of the food processor, stir to combine them. The batter's all ready.
And then give me a call.
I spoon them into the muffin cups and I bake them at 400 degrees for about 18 minutes until they're light brown around the edges and they have a nice peak on top. They are absolutely terrific. Very delicious with even more butter spread on them.
Yeah, I don't think you can have too much butter.
No. That's
looking
how you do it.
Looking forward to the next time you do it. And you can look forward to
the food guys. Guys.